What is going on? We are back. I just got a thumbs up that it's okay to say hello.
Welcome back.
I like how you were smiling. Hello. Exactly. Hello there. What's going on, my guys?
How you doing, Big Ski?
Come on, man. You know the energy is on 1,000.
Ooh, I like it. Way up.
Come on, man. What's the point?
You stay up.
I'm a... Kelvin's here. Bossa Nova's here. I'm going to stop rapping for y'all because I don't think y'all appreciate that shit. I was waiting for one of y'all to start saying one to the two, it's the three to the four. Here we go on No Jump of Sports.
I thought it was going to be our theme song you was dropping.
Oh, no. Next week, the theme song is on the way.
Oh, shit, he's making the theme song.
Y'all just made me turn up, man. What's up with y'all in the chat, man? We love y'all. Thank y'all for being there.
Big Ski.
What's happening in?
What you been up to, my guy?
Gang banging.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been back in the hood, you know, where it's most good. I've been picking up my son from school every day, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, cooling. Hold on. Glad you asked me what I've been doing. Because I changed my channel from Ski TV to the King of Content. Because now I'm going to be monetizing. So when you look up on YouTube, search King of Content.
Hey.
Yeah, so that's what I've been on, man. I've just been streaming. I tried to, like, live stream today. Because y'all heard the Mexican pizza came back, right?
Oh, Taco Bell? Really?
Taco Bell?
Yeah. See, I heard about it a little bit. I didn't see it yet.
And we just had gorditas tonight.
We got blessed.
I might have to stop at Taco Bell still after this.
I was so disgusted. Like, the drive-thru was like 20 cars, bro. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking smart. Like, you know what? We could go inside.
Just hop out.
Skirt. Go inside. There's two people in line. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh my God, I'm about to get it. Excuse me, sir, we're sold out. Bitch, how are you sold out and it just came back yesterday? I was so greased, fellas. I just had my mind and just my body just set on just three Mexican pizzas. Oh, this vlog was going to go so crazy.
Damn, you almost blanked out when it happened.
So did you go find another Taco Bell?
Rage?
I tried, Josh. You know me too well. You know I slid.
Same. How badly do you want these Mexican pizzas?
Bro, it was so bad that I almost showed up 20 minutes late, but that's what I was really doing, fellas. I was trying to get me a Mexican pizza.
You never found them yet?
I haven't
got them. Oh, man.
I'm going to keep it real. I almost said yeah, but nope. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I just settled with a burrito supreme.
What if they brought him back there?
Hey, man, we need Shaq to bring back the double deckers.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Shaq, man, because I remember them days. He was dunking double deckers. You feel what I'm saying? I'm with that. Josh.
Skeety.
My guy, bro, you keep coming with the hats, man.
I might have worn this one before, but yeah, I got a couple caps. Could always use a couple more. People, you want to send them in?
Send them.
Hey, no, real talk.
I need fitteds. I need that Cap City plug. Huh. Shout out Cap City.
Hey, man, anybody out there that can make us some jerseys, man, shoot us up, man. Make us some jerseys. I want number, give me number 2. Josh won number 9. What number you want?
0.
Jason Tatum.
Agent 0.
From the Big O.
Agent 0. Hey, y'all, no cap, man. I went to the Dodger game like last week. It was crazy. I am now an official Mookie Betts fan.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Okay.
Former Red Sox.
Mookie.
Thank you. A little history, a little background.
You didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know that little.
Come on,
little
bro. I'm just basketball. And, you know,
I mean, that's his squad.
You know, but that's my squad, though. But I didn't know he came from the Red Sox. It's always good, though. I don't condone people jumping from red to blue. But, I mean, if you want to just do it, I mean, that's all you got to do. You know what I mean? Because we're going to accept you, but we're going to make you hit some missions. And he be hitting first base, second base, third base, home. He brings it in.
No, he's one of the craziest players there are out there right now.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be making – they were projecting him to make the most money in baseball when his contract was up, which is one of the reasons the Red Sox didn't end up re-signing him and traded him at the end and let the Dodgers pick up that high check. But – he won a World Series with them. He's been a good addition out here. He's one of my favorite baseball players that I was watching back at home that I sucks that I can't watch anymore.
I was just about to say, bro.
I'm a little sour about it. I can't root for the Dodgers, but...
Watch this, though.
I'm not going to root against the Dodgers. Watch
this, though. I'm going to find a way to make this okay. He went from home right where you are, though.
It's true. It's like he followed me.
Hello. I was just about to say, my guy. He must have said, hey, man. My boy in Hash Brown Town, he just got up out of here, man. He need me.
No, this is making a lot more sense now.
You know what I mean? Got to roll with the homies.
He might have followed Adam.
Oh.
Nah. I doubt that.
Does Mookie Betts try to be a porn? No.
Whoa. You know, okay, something else you should know about Mookie Betts?
Mm-hmm.
Professional bowler.
What?
He is like... Actually, he might not be professional, but he's like high-end amateur bowler, like can compete against the best out there.
That's fire, flames.
During the Super Bowl, that's crazy. He for a couple of years, he did like a bowling like pro-am thing during the Super Bowl.
So he's not just like
too. He's an athlete.
Talent. I was about to say, he's an all-around athlete.
Like he can hang with pro bowlers, not just professional ball players that bowl, but actual pro bowlers.
Out there.
That's fire. That's dope.
Like, he'd have looked like six man, like, yeah, man, the homie hurt his wrist, man. Get Mookie.
I wonder if he got a bowling lane in his house practices.
He just might, though. It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
That'd be dope.
Do you know anyone who has a bowling alley in their house? You met anybody like that? Is OT?
He has a basketball court and a volleyball court.
But he don't got sand? Bowling alley money.
He got a sand volleyball court. He got a sand volleyball court? That's fire.
Seen some things on that sand,
but no bowling alley money.
Because you, when you on the sand, you got them steps, bro, and then just the bikini top. Just be,
and you gotta be right. Women's volleyball is a sport we don't talk about enough on this show.
Bro, I'll be right there. You want some water? You know, mama said.
Now,
mama
beach volleyball
said,
fire.
Mama said H2O.
Bobby Boucher.
Keep you hydrated.
Bro, that's...
So, hey, Josh.
What's up?
How you feel about the wave when it happens at the baseball games?
Wave's my favorite part of the baseball game.
Like, bro, that's... You literally get to see everybody in unison having fun, bro.
Yeah, that shit is
so tight.
Most times at a baseball game, there's the majority of people there are miserable for one reason or another.
Oh, boy.
They're either young and are bored.
Mm-hmm.
They're either... A girlfriend there and bored.
Mm-hmm.
They happen to get there by accident. They're there and bored.
Man, let me go with a girl that's bored, bro. I'm going to spill my beer on her on the wave on purpose.
The wave comes. All them people, all of a sudden they're paying attention. The whole place, energy.
Lit up.
Yeah, for real.
Kind of curious. How does the wave start?
One person.
That's what I thought, but I'm like,
a lot of ballparks, I'm sure, a little ripple. Now, if you go to a lot of ballparks, they all got that one dude or person who just they've been going to every
They're
game.
Just a wave starter?
Nah, but like they literally got dudes like they'll wear like a cape, like they become a character at the game. they paid for a ticket, but they don't sit in a seat. They literally sit and go back and forth and incite the crowd, bro. Like
big stack of cups of beers that they've been drinking, so they can call attention to themselves. And then it's a one,
yeah,
two, three.
It's always that guy.
I feel like.
There's that guy,
like,
especially in baseball. There's
I
that.
I feel
dude.
Like it's that guy is me and Josh. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say the next game we go to, we damn near have to start the wave. We should be the wave starters.
You see, I was telling everybody.
You're going to just start a competition with the dude who mainly does it, and he's going to try to turn out. He's going to try to disrupt your wave, and I'm gonna love the wave competition.
I feel like it starts. I love it. At a wall too. It has to start at like
at
a
the
corner,
end. Yeah,
and go all the way around. So if the field doesn't have seating that goes like all the way around, there's got to be a start and a stop.
If the bleachers aren't lit, then the wave always dies.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I was like, is there some sort of like pre-hype up that you know? Like,
no, I'm going to tell you all the
this
games.
This is going to be ours right here, Jay. I got it. Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
So we're like, what the fuck is this dude about to do? Yeah! And they just be, okay, I got it. And then next time. Oh, I'm gonna have fucking eight fucking 88-year-olds in the background.
Ski's ready to run out of the tunnel right now, but
what do you
know? We're just getting the wave going.
We're just getting the wave going, and now my favorite snack at baseball games are pause early.
Okay.
The peanuts! Man, I drank so much beer at this Dodger game, nothing could help me. But I thought about fucking losing Josh. And I said, when I seen him, he had these peanuts. And you know what I mean?
That's
maybe
classic.
That helped me. Bro.
Mm-hmm. Pizza and beer, that's a classic American staple.
Oh, I was back out there. Oh. Ready to go. I'm in love with baseball now. I'm not even lying, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So when are you going back?
Next week, but it's not going to be a Dodger game. Unfortunately.
Where are you going?
See the Anaheim Angels.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. I just been trying to get more like, you know, I want to make a word up. Sportically inclined.
Sportically.
Sportically. I've been trying to get sportically inclined. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to, you know, because you never know. I'm big skis. They be like, hey, man, what's up? It could be somebody that got cut. And I'm like, hey, man, we're going to get you back on the team.
He getting inclined.
Hold on, man.
Sportically.
Sportically speaking.
Because that's when you inclined.
Because that's when you like don't know, but you know that you could have been right. So sportically speaking, Barry Bonds. Yeah, there we go. That's what I like that. I'm gonna start running with that. Sportically speaking.
Sportically.
Double S. Ooh.
Sportically speaking.
Fucks with y'all, man. See, I like see
big
when
SS
y'all,
vibes.
Big SS vibes. Sportically speaking.
Not so much big SS vibes.
Ah, man, we talking about Chevy SS's, man.
Hey, at the game, bro, I was watching, like, is it called? Okay, the umpire. There we go.
Not the back catcher?
Yeah.
The first base one, though.
Ooh, he's a scoundrel.
Bro, that job has to be so, like, hard on you because it's just like, bro, if I say this motherfucker was out, he was clearly safe. This whole crowd.
Oh, yeah,
is
going yeah, yeah.
But don't they have replay now, too, in baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so.
So, yeah, I don't know how the challenges work, though. I think they get, like, one or two a game. Bro, so, the umpire job is a hard job, but
yeah.
They can go up and show you that you just fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna, real. Right in that big old screen behind you.
And it's two of them, bro. Man. You actually see the dude, like, I seen it one time where he just paused, like.
But you know what?
Tink!
You know what you should do that? When you don't know? Just hands up.
But you know really, you know what really makes it more fucked up?
Look,
look, I just look at the crowd.
Bro, with baseball, they got all the graphics for you when you're watching it at home. Like, when you see, like, it's like, oh, those strikes and balls is obvious. You know what I'm saying? The out is obvious. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, it really makes it tough. Because, like, even the people that's at the game watching it, like, they act like they can call it. And it's like, bro, you on the field. You ain't got that view. It's damn near like they should have a little monitor. The ump should be looking at the monitor and real play, but they can't do that. That's
the
crazy.
Bases should have sensors on them. They should be able to actually put a chip in the ball, sensors on the pads, get rid of the umps.
Pay him. Because y'all heard that here first. Pay him because for sure. That is literally one of the most
robots
dopest
taking
shit
over
I
baseball.
Ever heard of.
Because do you really need umpires on every base?
What if it was black, a black base, and they made them wear gloves with white tips, and it's just like, oh, he touched it first.
And it's fingerprints on that shit. I feel that has a whole other element to the game.
With y'all, but no,
that'd be
bro.
Hella fun. There's just my paint everywhere.
My homie just made up some crazy shit that could go. God. Oh my god!
Sportically speaking, like that technology is out here.
I love
sportically
it.
Speaking.
Sportically speaking.
How do you feel about that in general when they like add like you know these new elements to like the camera views and shit like with the reviews and all like is it making it better or
is I think sports needs to make up its decision. We need to collectively figure out do we want accurate calls or do we want to have the out to be able to bitch about refs? Because I think that's an important thing in sports that people take for granted. If you can't bitch about something that like happened against you or your team, that's like 60% of what sports conversation is just talking about all of the stuff against you.
I mean,
if you can't blame the refs,
man,
defying authority is the best thing about sports.
I for sure be one to blame the refs off I'll be wanting to blame the refs and the coaches.
You ever tell the refs off during a game?
What? Bro, I used to get my ass kicked out the game, bro.
Teed up.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, man. Bitch ass refs. They do be tripping sometime, though, too, bro. They really do be
authoritative
tripping.
Authoritative fucks.
Yeah, it's just like.
Thinking that they know what they're doing.
Just like, just because you're walking around with that little badge don't mean you know everything. You got that whistle on your neck, man.
Just because you see what you want to see.
You look like you work at Foot Locker. Where you over here?
Zebra.
Come on, Stripes.
Hey, so is your team doing their thing right now in baseball?
In baseball, yeah, my team definitely is. Mm-hmm. The Tokyo. No.
Wait.
I'm not. I was going to say.
Is it the Giants in Tokyo? I think.
The Tokyo Giants are in second place right now. I'm just kidding. No. Red Sox are in dead last place.
What?
Again, it's early. I'm not that worried.
Yeah. I'm saying.
This is a whole long ass season.
Time to build.
Plenty of time to build. I ain't worried about. Remind me in July again about baseball, come like All-Star game, and yeah. I'll be looking at the stats and telling you how great the Red Sox are doing. But right now, not looking great at all. All right,
for sure. Big Poppy, come back, man. They need your help, man.
Do you see him in the Ghostbuster commercial?
Say, yeah, I don't know.
No.
Oh, there's a direct, I think it's DirecTV.
Yeah, there's a
DirecTV commercial right now. A-Rod's in it, Big Poppy's in it. Ken Griffey and Randy Johnson.
My boy Randy.
All in the Ghostbusters.
That's my boy. Oh my God.
Man, I gotta pull that up and show you after this.
Hell yeah, sweet man. What up, Jay? How Oakland doing?
Not good. So that's why, and you know what I'm saying. So that's why I've shifted my. I kind of fell back a little bit on baseball because I was like, it's bringing me down.
Yeah.
Off of the other success we having in the Bay, which we'll talk about later.
Man, yeah,
so
man.
I won't get preemptive, but you know, I'm not. Yeah. Hey, I'm not letting that kill my vibe. So I'm just, you know, real casual with the baseball right now, just watching a lot of shit. But I haven't been paying as close attention I did the week before.
Sweet, sweet man. I'm gonna keep it all the way real with y'all, man. About 10:40, about an hour ago. We was kicking back, like, watching sports and stuff, bro. We literally watched the St. Louis Blues, my new favorite hockey team. You know what I mean? And this guy, number 57, Perron. Pow! I thought something else was going to happen. I thought it was going to ricochet off the glass. But somehow, out of this 5 minutes I've been in here and I'm stuck to the TV watching hockey with Josh. I see my first goal. He's my favorite player. Number 57. What's his name? Turn around, bro. St. Louis Blues. Let's go. I want to go on the ice.
Yo, the Blues just won the cup 2 years ago.
My new favorite team.
3 years ago before the before COVID. They beat the Bruins.
All right, cool. So everybody, it's okay to call me a bandwagoner, okay? I'm okay with this because...
But you're allowed to ride with all the Blues.
You already a Blues.
So?
Sportically speaking. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just saying, man. You got to go ahead. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is off topic, man. But God, talk, man.
Free to YSL.
All right. So, yeah, man.
Free gunner.
I don't know why I just thought about them, y'all, but man, come on, man. Free the guy.
Rest in peace, Keith.
I don't know what's going on, but God, dog. Hey, man. Give me a slice from the ice.
Ooh.
They're going topic right there. We got new segments. Hey, slice
from the ice. We're going to talk some puck?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Stanley Cup playoffs. We finished round one. Like I said last week, I didn't see the Bruins going far this year.
Mm-hmm.
They got to game seven. I was happy to see them there, but season's over for them.
It's all good. It's all good.
Carolina gets through. The most surprising series in the East, though, was the Rangers, who were down 3-1 against the Penguins, came back, took game seven 2 overtime, beat them.
Dang. You was tuned in? You was on it, huh?
I was watching all the games this weekend. Yeah. So many game sevens this weekend between NBA and NHL.
Yeah.
Psh. But we got the Rangers made it through. The Hurricanes made it through.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say.
You got the Battle of the Sunshine State right now. You got Florida versus Tampa Bay.
I'm going
Panthers versus Lightning.
I think I'm going to go with the Lightning.
They blew. Sportically
speaking, you feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man.
So, hey, what do you say?
That was a nice slice on the ice.
A little slice of the ice.
A little slice of the ice. You feel what I'm
Next saying? Week, we'll talk a little bit about the West Coast. Your Blues.
West Side.
See how they're doing a week from now.
But I don't know, man. West Side. Well, I don't think we know about slicing on the ice like that. You feel
it's
what I'm
actually.
Saying?
It makes me think of eating pizza at an ice skating rink. I kind of like it.
Thank you.
Last piece of slice of the ice.
Let's get it.
There's also, we talk Canadian hockey. Toronto was up.
Mm-hmm.
Had two chances to clinch. Couldn't do it.
Oh,
eliminated.
Damn.
Streak continues. 19 years, can't get out of the first
round.
Was
Drake pulling up, right, to the, mm-hmm. the game? Not even that OVO energy could help?
Yeah, the Nelk boys were there. Everybody.
All that energy in the mm-hmm. building, like, that wasn't building for them?
The Nelk boys
what?
In the building?
Couldn't do it.
Maybe it's that pressure, bro.
But you've still got two Canadian teams in the West. You got Edmonton and Calgary right now. Mm-hmm. Battle of Alberta. It's like kind of like in Florida, the Battle of the Sunshine State, interstate rivals.
Alberta's a state in Canada?
Yeah, province.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Don't rush me.
What are we thinking?
But the Calgary Flames beat the Dallas Stars in Game 7. Another crazy Game 7. Dallas.
What's the series at there?
So that's Calgary's up 1-0 on Edmonton now. Might be 2-0 after tonight. We'll see. Or at when this airs. But the Dallas Stars season is over. Another team in Dallas whose season isn't over, the Mavericks.
The Mavericks.
Man.
So that might be a good transition over to our NBA playoffs and Kelvin's, I think, favorite subject to talk about tonight.
Is it? Because if we're going to go all the way back to how the Mavericks even got there.
Sheesh!
Want to rewind a little bit back? Let's go back to Game 7s last week.
Let's talk about it. How did the Mavericks get to the to be facing the Warriors?
I don't recall.
I think they put a spanking on the Phoenix Suns.
What was the score?
Just took that belt off and just come over here. You on punishment. Come over here. You on punishment. Just take the belt off.
Kelvin,
what happened to Chris Paul and the Suns?
Oh, man. What didn't happen?
I mean,
a win.
Honest. I'm pretty sure they didn't show up.
Enough points on the board.
Like, what's crazy is I came to the game kind of late, and then, like, once I turned it on, it was, like, halfway through the second quarter, and it was kind of like.
And they were down 35-40 at that point.
Yep. So coach didn't want to put you in the game to come save?
I mean,
you showed up second quarter?
The deadline for his 10-day was it was too late.
Hey, if they had my boy Kelvin, they had a chance, though, for sure. Kelvin got some good ideas.
Instead of losing by 60, they probably would have lost by, like, 50. 55.
Would you rather have been a close game or that they just get their asses beaten out like
that? To be honest, at first I thought I wanted it to be a close game, but then I thought about it. I was like, them getting their asses kicked, I feel like might light a fire under them for next season. Mm-hmm. If it was a close game, they might have thought, you know, like, we lost because we missed a couple shots or we lost because this, that.
What
you get your ass whooped at home in Game 7?
You didn't belong there.
You're gonna be the offseason's gonna feel totally different.
What's CP3's future? Is he
still has two more years?
Right, he's got 2 more years.
Yeah, his contract ends when he's 40 years old. He's getting paid like $30 million a year.
Wow, $30 million to
all
not
those contracts
win
guaranteed too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like $28 million next year, and then like $30 million a year after that.
What
is that? Yeah. Supermax
for Chris Paul?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's his contract from OKC. So when they traded for him,
Good job, Kelvin.
That's a lot of money.
To stink up the gym like
well,
that.
Well, not, man. But you can't even say.
Like, I wasn't even saying it's his fault. I mean, there was nobody.
Because regular season, he was balling.
But
playoffs, he stunk the whole.
I was just about to say, was watching.
This place got stunk up today. That's how bad. That was like the Suns.
Oh, my God.
How it stunk today? I won't.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I don't know what part of the body that was.
Mississippi meatball, stop coming up here like that. God, dog. I was, man, I'm holding it in because it's just like. All right, I can walk by. All right, for sure. But yeah, man. Phoenix Suns.
That was the Suns. That's how they, that smell was how rotten they was. In that last game.
In game seven, the Mavs looked really fucking good. And as good as they looked in game seven, they looked just as shitty in game one against the Warriors.
The Dubs. And you know what? I do got to appreciate it because we back to this We Believe vibe. That brought all the nostalgia back, bro. Last time the Mavs, Warriors. Woo! In the Western Conference Finals, yeah, bro, we took it back, and that was a great time. I called my mom looking for my We Believe towel. Huh. I got the T-shirt, the towel, they all somewhere.
Still believing?
Oh,
huh?
Come on, man, we ain't never stopped believing.
I'm just saying, man, Kevin, stop.
I believe so much. I sound delusional.
Nah. I still believe in the Suns.
Hey, man, shout out to you for being a Suns fan since like Stoudemire and shit, though. Because yeah, I remember you told me that. That's a real fan
since Barkley. Oh.
That's why I'm like, that game seven loss don't even feel that bad. I'm like, damn near just happy to be here.
So is the window over?
Nah, I don't think so. Because Devin Booker, I feel like he's more inclined to stay now. Before they started making the playoffs, he was like, I want to play for a playoff team. I should be in the playoffs. And his contract year was coming up. So I was like, they don't make the playoffs.
And they still a serious threat.
And we're going to have nothing.
Hey, so since that's your team, are you like, satisfied with his play of this year?
This year? Yes. Postseason? Eh.
So you've... Yeah, okay.
Like, I feel like he's definitely coming into, like, his all-star, like, elite powers, you know? But I think him getting the playoff experience the past two seasons, he's learning how to win, like, postseason games because those games are different. Like, you have to manage those games totally different than managing, like, an 82-game season.
So is he going to come back next year for a vengeance?
I think so.
You don't think
Chris Paul's not going to show him how to get used to losing in the playoffs?
I wouldn't be upset if Chris Paul didn't come back. If we traded Chris Paul for something.
You don't want Chris Paul's attitude to wear off on Booker. Like, it's okay, bro.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I feel
get
like
that Chris, fire lit.
I feel like he did just enough. He came in for two seasons, set franchise records. He coached up the young guys, so now they have a little wisdom. You know, now take your money and go somewhere else. You know, we can use that money for something young.
Facts. I feel like Chris Paul be in, like, the locker room, and he just be like, come on, youngster, you got it. And then he just, like, be talking shit, and just be like, nigga, you ain't never won shit, nigga. What are you going to tell me, nigga? You ain't won shit. Like, we on the same team, bro. That's like, what's going on? Don't get me wrong. We listen to the OGs, but it's like, my boy. I mean, what happened to me? You're supposed to be better than me, my nigga. Like, I'm on your team, girl. Doing.
Hey, maybe that's LeBron's missing piece he needs for next year.
For sure. If we would have got Chris Paul, none of these niggas would be on our team.
I'd happily
see. He's cursed, bro. We don't want no Chris Paul in LA. We're good.
I would have taken Chris Paul over a lot of the other players who came this year.
Josh, I bet you would have.
You're saying you'd rather have Russell Westbrook?
You would take Paul over Westbrook?
Y'all not Laker fans, bro.
Really?
Y'all not Laker fans.
I would take Chris Paul over Russell Westbrook.
Yes. And if we're looking at straight production? And what's your ending result?
They made the playoffs.
We were one game away from the conference finals. How long has he been on that team?
2 years.
2 years.
All right. So how long has... Okay.
Is it three?
All right. Because y'all just compared it to the new dudes that we just got, correct? So he's been over there for two or three years.
Mm-hmm.
Stunk up the gym.
I mean, they went to the championship last year and lost.
Yeah,
and
we were
then
in the finals last year.
Stunk up the gym.
If we're stinking up the gym, then what are the Lakers doing? They're not even in the gym.
Watch this, though. I can agree with y'all on what they did, but y'all not even agreeing with me that they stink up the gym.
No, I'm saying they're stinking up the gym, but if they're stinking up the gym, what are the Lakers doing then?
They blew a stink bomb in that motherfucker. The whole crowd left.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, what do you mean? You think I'm going to run from the truth? Never.
Disaster in there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's two seasons.
What did we just see tonight? I mean, so yesterday the Dubs, but man, we just watched tonight's game.
Hey, how you Celtics, feeling? Game two. Game one, wasn't feeling that great. Actually, that's not true. Game one, I was feeling great. They were off to a hot start. They didn't have Smart. They didn't have Horford. They had like a 9-point lead most of the first half. They got up to like 12, 15 points in the third quarter. I was feeling real good. And then Jimmy Butler came and played.
Jimmy.
I got really fucking scared.
Jimmy Butler has massive game, bro.
When Jimmy wants 40, Jimmy gonna get 40.
That was a disgusting, crazy good effort and a ridiculous fourth quarter that he put on. I was feeling a little nervous.
Yeah.
Until game two.
Mm-hmm.
Horford and Smart are back.
Man.
See, that team, though, is like, that's a team, like Miami, speaking of Miami, that's a team that you just can't, like, all right. Even though it's like you don't see those main guys out there you playing against, it's just like still like bro team. Like they there for a reason.
Dude, the first
always, you get what I'm always. Saying? So it's just like
the first thing I noticed in game one was how much better, like, defensively Miami was than anyone else the Celtics have gone up against so far.
Yeah.
Like so much stronger defensively on the boards than Milwaukee had just been. I mean, Brooklyn had no defense, so that was scared. There was like some real, okay,
yeah,
this is gonna be this might be a 7-game series. I thought the Celtics might get through pretty quickly. After game two, I'm still thinking this might be a 6-game series.
Yeah,
yeah, man. I like the Heat, man. I like Oladipo. They not, you know, it's not a lot of names in there for a lot of people, but
yeah,
there's
Hero.
A lot of they got ballers. Yeah, Tyler Hero for sure.
See, like my like prediction on that is like. It ain't looking good for Miami, man. I'm not feeling. I don't think Hero is going to be a hero of this series right here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I love that kid. He's out there balling. Like, you feel what I'm saying? He leaves it on the floor. And Jimmy Butler, you know, he's going to get his buckets. But that's what I be speaking on about sports. Like, if you could, like, tame the superstar a little bit and put the rest of the game on all these other dudes, you'll be all right. And I don't see, like, Boston just – I don't see it, bro. Boston is about to go crazy, fam. Like,
Boston is too good of a team.
Like, you get what I'm saying? It's too much of a good of a team. Like, and I'll give you your props, bro, because show me.
Because I'll even go, but you said Boston in 6. I was going to say Boston in 5.
I was even thinking that, too, bro. Like, because
the game we just watched, I would definitely agree with you, but.
Because I'm going to say this.
The Heat are resilient. They're here for a reason. They're the number one team in the East this year.
Mm-hmm.
Boston in 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to speak on the Warriors, how much they're going to win this one. But when Boston, the finals, it's going to be Celtics, Warriors, Dubs in 5 for the finals.
Again? What?
Yes.
You calling that out like that?
Yes, Dubs in 5 for the finals.
I've been feeling for a second we might get our Golden State-Boston championship matchup.
Josh, that's a bold statement, bro.
I'm not worried. Dude, I have a future
Warriors
on the Celtics.
5 over the Celtics?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's I'm just saying it. Fuck it.
Bro. That's bold.
Hey, bro. Here's the thing. I'm feeling it. I'm even believing.
Even if
I'm gold blooded.
Gets through unscathed. They played nobody at the depth that they played the Celtics. And you think they're gonna roll over them in 5 games?
Yeah.
The best team since January of this year.
Tell him why you think so, bro. Tell him why. Tell him why. Tell him why.
Nah, I really feel like, bro, what was it, 2019, the last time they was there? Like, I feel like they really here to show and prove. They trying to seal that dynasty. And, like, they don't get a lot of respect. But people always, like, people respect them, but they don't like them. This is some shit. Nah, I just feel like they really going to come together. They want to punctuate the win. They don't want just the dub. They gotta get an aggressive W.
Let him know, Josh. Tell him why you think that ain't shit.
Let him know, Josh. I know. I'm not even tripping.
Nah. Why do you think that they don't get the respect they deserve?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I feel like they get
no. I changed it up. I said they get the respect. They do get the respect they deserve, but they don't. People still don't like them. People respect them all day, but people don't like them. But it is what it is, and that's
I hate them.
Talk about the Warriors.
Because
I'm gonna tell you why. Because they light skin. No, I'm messing with you.
No, that's what I was going to say.
No, I'm messing with you, Jay. No, because we was getting there. That mess was tight.
Man.
Josh said, y'all ain't winning shit.
Nah, we gonna
not in 5.
No, we gonna do it. I gotta believe. That's it.
What's up, man? My bookie. What we doing?
My bookie.
My bookie's holding on to my money on a future of the Celtics still, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I think he gonna win, bro. Like,
I would take.
He's been saying this shit the whole even, time. Okay, like,
even if I'm wrong,
you're always going against
me. I'm not really tripping because even if I'm wrong, it's not Dubs in five, it's Dubs in six, it's Dubs in seven. No matter what, it's Dubs. So me saying Dubs, you act like me saying Dubs in five and it don't happen, I'm stressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a Warriors fan, as a real Warriors fan that grew up Warriors fan, bro, we've been delusional. We've been believing we was going to be there forever. Like, it is what it is.
Sportically speaking, I don't think it's
sportically speaking.
I don't think it's going to happen in five, right?
It's still happening.
I ain't even going to say. I'm going to just be right there just being like, you know, what happened, Jay? Well, tell him, Josh. Yeah.
Wait, so all you guys think that the Warriors are going to beat the Mavs in the series?
The Mavs?
Hundo.
See, that's why I just sat here and just kicked Hundo. Back. Because, you feel me? I have my money on Dallas.
Put your money on Dallas. I'm sorry to see you as a friend. I'm just saying. Money.
But, you feel me? The way, bro, no. See, you ain't let me finish, my boy. You know me. You know I'm quick to be like, oh, yeah, I got him. And then we do an interview with him. Hey, no, you on my team. You know I'm quick to do that shit. But I just don't do it with football. I don't jump ship with football. But, bro, the Boston Celtics, the way they're looking right now. Do not look like they are about to lose, cuz. Tatum just, because I thought about it. I'm like, wait, didn't he just go to, like, damn near the league, like, it's having a gang of shit to say about him, too, right? And, bro, he's probably, like, got a lot of fire up in there, man. He's about to go ahead and go ham.
It's okay.
See, when he body to body somebody, bro, when I see that this series, I'm going to know. I'm going to know. Because when the superstar body to body somebody, it's a total different person you see.
See, with the Warriors thing, I'm curious. I feel like I'll have, like, my decision made by, like, game three. Because it was the same way with the Suns, and I was like, the Mavs are not that good. And I still don't think they're that good, but I think it's, like, the coaching. Because I feel like after, like, game two of the Suns, I swear I feel like they just had them figured out.
Yeah.
And it's like the Suns didn't play the same. And so it was just like by game seven, Luka turned into like a god, a basketball god.
I mean, Wiggins is doing his thing right now, but you're right. I mean,
I think that's cool. They can adjust. It's like if the Warriors blow them out again, like game two or game three, then it's like, all right, well, it wasn't.
And in all fairness, I do always kind of get worried after a blowout because it's like, man, you really putting the battery in their back, bro. Like you know, because they start at a point in the game when they're getting blown out, they're already on to the next game. The kid, they might look defeated on the floor, but like mentally, it's killer mode for the next game.
They're taking notes on your whole
and
game.
And that is kind of scary, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, like, hey, I'm a ride for them, bro. I'm feeling real nostalgic. I'm feeling real good, you know?
Sportically speaking, when I was on a team, like, it didn't happen, like, you know, on the high school team, but, like, regular little AAU teams, when we would get blew out, and they would come in there like, yeah, we ain't gonna, that shit ain't happening. I would be the only dude on the team to be like, watch, we get blew out today, my nigga, just because people talking like this. Like, they expecting too much. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, bro, you gonna go in the game thinking wrong because you think about the last game. So, big ski tips, pause. Do not think about the last game going into the new game. You feel what I'm saying? Just go out there and try your heart,
Do you think that's what Mark Cuban's big issue right now is? That his beef with Lil Wayne going back and forth?
Hey, man.
His head's not in the game, and that's why
they squash it? I think they squashed it.
Did they squash it?
I think they did.
Lil Wayne's beef?
Hey, and then I'm asking.
No, I think Lil Wayne squashed it and was like.
I was asking Bossa Nova, do you think Lil Wayne would literally, like, try to hurt Mark Cuban, man? Nah, Weezy ain't worried about him. You feel me? Some internet banging going on, though.
Yeah.
But no, that mess
Weezy
was
loves
funny,
sports,
though.
Bro. He loves sports. He's competitive. You know, he talking his shit.
Exactly. Like, you know, when somebody just gonna put, oh, you a hoe, it do look weird. It did look like hella weird. I was like, damn, bro. Like, he's just playing
T-Rell
ball.
If T-Rell got a text right now from somebody in Lil Wayne's camp to go put hands on Mark Cuban, he'd be on a plane back from Turkey to do it.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Nah. I'm saying if he wanted to,
yeah,
there's plenty of people he could have gotten hands.
I feel you, man. I don't think T-Rell would be able to wiggle through Mark Cuban's security, man. Mark Cuban got big dollars.
He been had a beef.
he gonna slide through and ask him for a job. T-Rail, good though. Hey man, how you doing, man? I'm T-Rail from the. You feel what I'm saying?
He's gonna show up on Shark Tank with an idea.
The homie got mouthpiece, so he's
gonna be there to jump Mark Cuban, but end up selling him on some type of Sorella.
Oh my God, the collaboration, the Mark Cuban collaboration leggings.
Or T-Rail's gonna end up in the next Sharknado. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Shout out to my boys, man, Sharp and T-Rail, man, since we brought them up for show. Hey, so they were talking about the NBA draft lottery, though.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I know the Kings got number 4. That's the one that stuck out to me. What's the rundown, Kelvin? You want to give us the top 5?
We got number 1, Magic's, Jabari Smith. Number 2, Thunder.
Yeah, those are projections.
Projected picks.
Oh, so we're projections.
So this is the order.
But this is what y'all want me to read, right?
Just the team names.
Yeah. Oh, Thunder, Rockets, Kings, Pistons at 5, Pacers at 6, Trailblazers on 7, Pelicans on 8, Spurs 9th, Wizards 10th, Knicks 11th, Thunder again at 12, Hornets 13th, and the Cleveland Cavaliers get number 14 ski. Yeah, I'm more excited. Go back up a little bit. I'm more excited to see out of that what's going to happen with the Pistons right there at number 5. Because remember, I chose 76ers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think they need. I think my boy James Harden need a little help. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say I'm most excited about out of those picks right there, the 5th pick. So yeah. What about you, man?
Do they still do ping pong balls?
What?
When they do the lottery? When they actually do the lottery, do they do the ping pong balls?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I didn't watch this year because there were no ping pong balls. I'm taking a stance.
Damn. So that's all it took for you not to watch the draft?
Mm-hmm. Well, that and...
No ping pong balls?
They had
no
the
machine with the...
They had the draft on, during the hockey playoffs and right before game 1, I think. So, yeah, I wasn't watching the...
That's true.
But, man, they'd really milk out all these events. Like, they have the draft lottery as, like, a really, really big event. But it's really just finding out what the draft order is.
They still do the balls.
Yes, okay. I missed the balls this year. If there had been more hype around the ping pong balls, I would have tuned in this year. And I think more people around the world.
You would have paid attention to balls.
Clearly.
So, bye. Thank you so much.
Take care.
So, NBA, if you are listening, because obviously, why wouldn't you be listening to this podcast?
Hey, if y'all see somebody out there, let the homie in for me, please.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good looking.
More hype around the balls.
What?
What? Haven't you been listening?
More hype around what?
The balls.
Come on, man.
I mean, if they're going to make it an event, then I guess they should show the whole thing. I guess they do. We didn't watch it, so.
What man. If they the did entire have balls. Draft lottery event was done without ping pong balls, but instead there were sharks in a pool with every team on it?
Are you hearing this?
And the commissioner had to go in with a knife. And hunt.
A shark?
A shark.
PETA would be upset.
Whatever shark you take down, whatever team that is, number 1 pick.
What happens if you don't actually get to stab the shark? The shark fucks you up.
You send another person in.
Damn. Okay.
Kinda. What would you call that?
Shark draft?
Shark draft. All right, maybe sharks weren't the best idea. We're brainstorming here.
Sportically speaking,
shark.
I think the balls were fine.
maybe.
No
a
one was
commissioner. Nobody sacrifice every draft lottery.
I think a lot of people are happy with that outcome. People hate commissioners.
No. The NFL. Adam Silver. Ooh. I'd be kind of upset.
People do like Adam Silver.
He's honestly been doing a solid.
Okay,
job.
LeBron James goes and fights a shark.
No, why does everybody hate LeBron? Okay,
speak on it.
I have to, because I feel like this doesn't get said enough. As a player, I can understand why you may hate LeBron. I hate players for no apparent reason, or he beat my team, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's reasons to hate players. But overall, as a human being, LeBron James, as a person that came out of high school, a black man, for him to put his whole team on and to live up to the expectations that they put on him out of high school, I applaud him. They were saying he's supposed to be the savior of the NBA, and he's done nothing but that while building a school in Akron and putting kids
through college. But was the NBA in danger before him?
No, but it's like they always like to have the face of the NBA, like how Curry is now, and like he's, you know, and now they're going to make it like Ja Morant or Kobe? Whatever it was.
I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. Kobe was on his way out. Who was the next?
Kevin Durant. There's a little bit of a gap there, but you could have had a face that wasn't LeBron.
Kevin Durant, his personality isn't as outspoken. Like, he's not as much the character as LeBron is.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, all of that stuff that you said,
LeBron exists
already. Like, out of high school, it was like LeBron. You know what I mean? So it's like they did that with, who was it? Like Sebastian Telfair, and it didn't work out. And like some other players, you know, it's like. But the fact that it worked out and he became LeBron James that he is, I'm like, I'll give him that.
I have no issue with what he's done. I think he's an incredible athlete. I think his ego is wildly out of check, but that you could say that about almost any NBA superstar.
But think about why. He was broke black kid from Akron, Ohio.
Was he broke? Like that.
Yeah, like him and his mom. Doing that? Watch, that's one thing. Watch the documentary More Than a Game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he was playing on traveling teams at a pretty young age. He was starting to get taken like
that
care
was,
of.
That was the coach kind of taking him under his wing. Like his coach was helping buy him shoes and like, all right, you can hang out and stay at our house type shit. Like he was like sleeping over at his teammate's house, and he'd bounce around the schools a lot.
Like the Blind Side.
Oh, damn near.
LeBron is the same as
Definitely not. Michael, he wasn't like an orphan. Like his mom was still around, but like his dad was nowhere near. And like, you know,
bro, I mean, as a person, LeBron's hard to argue that he's not great.
Bro,
as
we
a person,
cannot bring, on and do off this the court. On to his childhood upbringing. He's the fucking GOAT.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's endured a lot. Rich Paul is a super agent.
He had to deal with Delonte West.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's...
Here we're go, talking bro. About
Orton. Or
we're talking about him being an orphan. No.
Okay, we're talking that's about a, being that's orphan. A conspiracy that a theory a I've always wondered and heard about.
Hey, bro, could you pass me that blue box over there, fam?
Do you think LeBron is tight with Delonte's dope man?
Ooh, I heard that theory.
Here we go.
I'm just saying.
To be honest,
just is he that powerful?
Is he that powerful?
Yeah, he's definitely that powerful, yeah.
Did he do it?
Is he that diabolical?
I don't know.
Sportically speaking.
Sportically speaking, if I was him, that's how I would do it. I wouldn't want to kill a man or put hands on him, this, that, and the other, especially if I'm
suffering.
LeBron.
So you're looking for suffering.
But I'm like, bro,
that's cruel.
You're not about to pound my mom and make a mockery of me, and I'm LeBron James, and you think you're about to get away with it. And then expect me to pass you the ball on Saturday or whenever our game
Saturday.
Is.
Check this out, bro.
So you think he like slowly teased his addiction and got him back into the streets and off basketball?
He'll make sure Delonte never
if
sobers up.
If you say
up.
Yes, I'm not going to argue.
I don't
I'm just
know.
Curious.
He's making sure he never sobers up. Hey.
Sportically speaking.
Survey
so look, man, this is what I got to say about LeBron James. You the homie. Send us some tickets, because guess what? I'm trying to get floor seats, because I'm a crip. I want to see what the crypto look like. Y'all going to bring out the blue carpet treatment for the boy? Let's do it. Hello to No Jumper Sports, to Kelvin over there knowing what he talking about.
Smelvin.
What?
Does Kelvin Smelvin. Have one?
You going to give him one?
You going to do that?
Give one to Kelvin.
You gonna do that? Boy hold on, chill, though, chill. You gonna let him call you Smelvin?
What, Smelvin? That ain't nothing.
You fuck with that?
Bossa one one?
Man, everybody gonna get one, man. Y'all already know how I get down. I'm probably the only one that do this. For real.
Only one to ever do it.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm probably the only one that do this.
Kelvin, do you put LeBron? Okay, so I think what the shit you're talking about, you basically transcend in basketball. So you just having a GOAT conversation. Is LeBron more of a GOAT than Ali?
To the building.
L'chaim.
It was what?
That's what I'm at. Is LeBron more of a GOAT than Ali?
It's hard for me to say because I wasn't really around to follow Ali's career and like everything that he's done. But what I've heard, I feel like I would put them in the same category, but I don't know if he's above Ali just because Ali was dealing with a whole lot more on, like, just the racial side and just, like, where the world was at and him, like, dodging the draft and just, like, everything. I feel like what he did was more profound, but I feel like as far as the impact that they had,
now
it can be deemed close.
But, okay, but a factor in that is LeBron James then technically had the same opportunity mm-hmm. that Ali had mm-hmm. to speak on these kind of things because mm-hmm. a lot of shit happened mm-hmm. recently mm-hmm. and he chose. And I respect him because he does yeah. talk about certain things, right. but he's definitely let you know there's things he won't talk about.
Yeah.
You got to like respect that because the thing is you capitalize off people's mistakes, man. If you've seen it go wrong for somebody before that was on a mountaintop, why would you follow the footsteps knowing that, okay, I'm this person that's supposed to be next? Why would I do that? You feel what I'm saying? So it's basically like capitalizing off of a mistake that was made that you've seen before. It's pretty much. Me personally, I would think like, I'm LeBron all day, but Muhammad Ali for sure.
Yeah.
For he went sure. to jail for what he believed in.
That's powerful.
He lost for sure. like prime years of his
yeah,
career.
To sacrifice your
and your I don't know, like, yeah, it's not even, to me, it's not even a close comparison because what has LeBron sacrificed?
What?
You guys that's Ali level.
Homie,
no, but like,
no, on to his career.
But what's like, yeah, on Ali level.
Millions of dollars in endorsements.
Yeah.
To set his okay. family up for lifetimes after
who else him. Is even in this conversation, though, like, LeBron and Ali.
Michael Jordan?
I don't know about that either, though. No. Because,
Michael Jordan, bro?
Bro,
know?
But
when it comes
so
to, like,
But you know, one thing he's famous for is
like not speaking up on.
Yeah, he literally said Republicans buy Jordans, too. So he was like, he chose to not make statements during important times.
Right.
So that's why I don't think it, like, yeah, it's hard to say.
The activism of Jordan was non-existent.
Wow.
I mean, he let that be known, too. He was not trying to push, like, lines like that, you know?
He was all about basketball.
But I know that Jordan always. Has been, in the more recent years, trying to be involved in certain things. And he always kind of did do other shit that, like, he was trying to push forward, but it just wasn't, I guess he wasn't super announcing shit or whatever, you know? I know he had, he tried to get into motorsports and he tried to have like black motorcycle drivers and I think they did cars and shit. And just, you didn't hear like that, like a take wave, you know what I mean? And they was saucy, bro. They had the cleanest bikes with Jordan uniforms.
Yeah.
Bro, this was
dropped like the Jordan 20s and then.
Yeah. Like the whole shit was clean. I was like, damn, how this not going? But nah. I don't know. I like Jordan, but I don't think I'll put him in the GOAT category.
And
when I hear no, I mean
it's only because that bar is so high with Muhammad
yeah, with Ali,
I mean, like,
you know.
What they've done, like.
So y'all go right with LeBron next,
right? Damn, yeah, I feel like I need
Jesse
to do
Owens.
Like a.
I was gonna say, man, like, damn.
Yeah.
I'll say this: crazy. I don't think
I was gonna say,
I'm not putting
here
LeBron.
Thinking like Jackie Robinson. We're not thinking about like,
That's true, Jackie Robinson for sure.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I mean that, but
no
that's
Jackie
even
Robinson, like
yeah.
first.
But most people now.
Nigga, steal a base? He didn't even steal nothing from the store. He stole a base.
Like,
come on, man.
For like the current generation, when they think about Jackie Robinson, you know, I feel like a lot of people probably think of Chadwick Boseman because he played him. Like, they think of him as the movie character. You know what I mean? More than like actually have seen any of his footage and shit like that. People are like, that's what they like gravitate towards. So that's why it's hard to think of him because it's almost like he's fictional for some people.
Hey, Kel, could you hit the screen for me, please? Yeah, man, I rock with that, though. So, yeah, that was a conversation that led off from the draft picks.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I was the only one that chose something, and that was the Detroit Pistons.
I do like
so,
that.
So, yeah. Next up on our topics, what we have?
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
J. Cole signs with a Canadian basketball
Scarborough.
Team.
Like, what right?
Scarborough shooting stars.
How y'all hyped about that?
I'm not hyped, but I'm interested. Like, you know, I'm down to see it. I've seen like footage of J. Cole balling and he could ball, but I mean,
yeah, I mean, he's been going to all these camps and doing all these trainings for the last year and a half.
I mean, it all over what Instagram. Are we missing in this league? Like, is there shit going on in this league we should be paying attention to regardless of J. Cole?
No.
Are people being
in the
pit?
Canadian league? That's what I was going to ask. So I was going
to I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious now. Like, it's making me kind of interested.
Do you think he has this, or he got this contract purely based off of skill? Or do you think it was part of his celebrity that earned him this? Like,
celebrity. Both. You can't ignore either.
Any, like, minor sports organization is always looking for attention because they're not playing at the highest level. So if they can bring in former athletes, they can bring in rappers who maybe have a shot, they're going to do that for tickets.
Man, so you think it's more purely marketing than it is like, all right, we're bringing J. Cole in to help us win a championship?
Well, it's definitely not marketing. Like, it's
what championship? The Scarsborough Championship?
Like, we don't even know what league this is. That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm not jacking this, bro. This could be a real life adult men's league in Canada, bro. This is like,
I'm not going to think that it's soft. Like, it's probably some real game,
adult men's league, and J. Cole's playing. If they're recording it, I'm going to want to watch.
You would?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
I'm not jacking it. I'm
at least going to look for a highlight.
Not like that.
They're going to play the highlights, you know.
I'm going to be looking up stuff for No Jumper Sports on what I could get better with. I'm not going to jack that.
Is it because you don't fuck with his game or you don't fuck with his music?
No, you tight musically. It ain't nothing about him. Sportically? I'm just not jacking it.
Sportically, will not be
J.
speaking.
J. Cole playing basketball is sportically speaking, for sure.
But Scarborough Shooting Stars alone in whatever league they're in. What's the league?
So the league is the Canadian Elite Basketball League, and apparently there's six teams in the league at the moment.
What the are they? The CEBL? Is that what this is?
Hosted at Sims Park.
They were founded they were founded in 2017.
That's exactly why I'm not jacking that shit.
5 years?
Yeah, so it's a new league.
It's a new league. They're trying to sell tickets.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Thank you, man.
That's fine. I don't mind when
they
do this kind of shit.
First season, 2019.
If they do a move like this for marketing, but then they actually got something that keeps your attention, that's fine. Like, that's cool. It might be a good surprise.
But is this the road for J. Cole to be in the NBA?
Man.
Not going to the Sims Park League where everybody got to pay $40 ref fees.
That's definitely J. Cole not headed to the league.
All right, so off with that. Nick says Texas A&M bought their current recruits. How do you feel about that?
Man. All right, so if you haven't seen this, Nick Saban is at some type of press conference talking to a bunch of Alabama personnel, media, whatever, and he got caught up on some rant about how with the NIL now, that teams are just openly buying players and trying to recruit them through boosters and really shady bylaws within the NIL because it's so new and people really haven't like gone through all of the loopholes and dissecting shit. So he pretty much got really sour because in the first time in like the last 5 years, they didn't win the college championship, even though they did play in the game. But they were ranked, I think, the second level recruiting class last year. A&M was first. And he immediately, rather than just saying, hey, they had a better recruiting schedule or whatever, they had better strategy, it was like they bought all of their players.
Just flat out bought them.
Flat out. You took advantage of all of these NIL loopholes. I would never do anything like that. I would never buy a player. I would never tempt them. However, and if this is the way the league's going, if this is the way, how are we going to be able to compete? And throws his hands up in the air to try to be like the first person
crazy
to call out.
I was going
to
say, do y'all feel like that's a cheat code?
Bitching about it or
just the actual giving the funding of the money
and
shit?
Look at this. One of the other examples Saban used that like caught a lot of heat was that the number one high school recruit, what's his face? Tyler. I can't remember his number. Number one high school recruit ended up going not to a big Division I school, but Jackson State, an HBSC school. Happens to be playing under Deion Sanders, which is a big deal, but traditionally the number one recruit is not going to a school like this. And without Deion Sanders there's a lot of speculation that there's a lot of money being made elsewhere. I think he said that he was getting paid like $1 million. Like, saying something like he was getting paid $1 million. And he came back and said on Twitter something like, man, if I get paid $1 million, I ain't seen any of it yet. My mom's still living in like a 3-bedroom house with 5 kids, blah, blah, blah. So I think Nick Saban was mostly talking about shit he didn't really know or understand and just threw a lot of names out there.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he already apologized. But it's crazy that Nick Saban, out of anybody, is going to be pulling this, it's so unfair to pay players, when that's mostly what college football has been known for.
Right.
Getting away with paying players and attracting players in other ways.
Is this been known? This is nowhere new information. It's just,
now players can actually get paid for it.
Yeah, that's crucial, man, because I remember back in the day, they used to have them speculations about Reggie Bush. You know what I'm saying? But
he lost his Heisman, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, that's why it's like it's tricky now, because now these people could get paid, and it's just like, damn.
They just can't get paid. Reggie's
swinging in the air right now.
Like, they can't be paid by the school, so they can get paid by private companies.
Right.
There's like this really gray area where these boosters of these schools and supporters who own their own companies are pretty much just fronting to say, oh yeah, this is our new car dealership sponsor, but really they're just paying this kid $800,000 to come play at the school next year.
Sick. That'd be sick.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what rich people do all the time. These are just new, young, rich black men. Let them get it. Let them get it.
Man, if we go to influencers these days, man, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
The whole argument would just be like, they don't deserve it. It should go to, like, what, the organization? Like, whatever. Nah, fuck that. Like, they're generating the revenue and the attention. They're bringing the talent.
Yep, they selling jerseys.
Yeah, bro, they doing all of that shit.
I mean, Nick Saban's bitching about these players getting paid. Well, he gets paid $10 million a year.
Exactly. Motherfuckers, you know what? They always want to bird feed motherfuckers. They want them to come up. They know they're going to be pro athletes, but they don't want them to get the money now.
So this man,
that's weird,
is making $10 million a year, and he's worried about these kids getting some money.
Speculation, some hating that shit. Speculation is that it's not even about the kids. Nick Saban was saying this, taking more like him taking shots at Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah,
who's just the coaches.
He's the coach of Texas A&M, and Jimbo Fisher used to coach under Nick Saban at LSU, and so there's like this like kind of like,
so he's trying to get at
people, he got all his dirt.
He's trying to get at people that was like that speculated for this though, right? The other coaches, right?
He's trying to get someone who used to be on his staff.
Oh well, damn, that's personal.
Right, so that's
what
they're like.
That's personal beef. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to the kids getting paid though.
Yes.
No, on me. Sure.
Get your money, player. Man. They allowing it, get your dollars.
It's been a long time coming.
For real. You feel what I'm saying? But keep it real, though. Do y'all think, like, some of these kids be like, I wish, like, Reggie Bush had this opportunity, because for sure, we would see, like, so many more kids at that moment. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's not no Reggie Bush is coming out right now. You get what I'm saying? And that's just being sportically speaking, for sure. So if this was Reggie Bush in this time, we would see like the internet break for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would see it break. So to the youngsters that do got this opportunity, don't bullshit it off. Don't fuck it off. You feel what I'm saying? Kelvin, NFL Week 2 predictions.
Bring them up.
Sure. Right. We got a ton of positive comments about our really accurate Week 1 predictions. So we're bringing it back with NFL schedule release Week 2 predictions.
And we're going to track this. We're going to see whose predictions are on point come NFL season.
Sportically speaking. Chargers, Chiefs. I'm rocking with Dago.
All right. This is another game that always is a question mark, because the Chargers are always sneaky good in the beginning of the year.
Correct, my friend. But once it gets to like that 4th-5th game,
womp, womp, womp. And the Chiefs are good to lose one or two games in September. So I'm a rock with Ski on this one. I'm going to stick with the San Diego LA Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with LA as well.
I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs this time. I think I said the Chiefs are going to lose week one against like the Bills or something like that.
I think
that's
the Thursday game too, so that's going to matter very much. So
yeah, Thursday games are always kind of tricky.
All right.
Right after week one.
So next up, we got the Pats and the Steelers.
Pats by 100.
I'm going Steelers.
Who's the quarterback? I said I was going Steelers last game.
They don't have Big Ben anymore. They looked really good last year, though.
Mitch Trubisky is their quarterback right now. Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky. Old boy from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was back up in Buffalo last year.
He's a real gunslinger.
I'm running with the Steelers.
Okay.
Because I had him week one, too.
Knowing it's Mitch Trubisky now, I'm flipping over to the Patriots.
Damn. I'm rocking with the Patriots as well.
I wasn't.
So it's just Big Ski with the Steelers week two versus the Pats. So we got Panthers and the Giants. I think I'm going to ride with the that Black Panther looking real nice with the blue trimming right now. I think I'm going to ride with the Panther. Wakanda forever, cuh! All right, who you got?
I don't know. Week two, McCaffrey might already be injured.
Oh, come on. I was just about to say, if he's healthy.
Week two, early in the year, he's healthy. He's going to run 250 yards, 3 touchdowns. Panthers.
I'm feeling it. Who you got?
Wow. I'm riding with the Panthers. I fuck with them, too.
I'm going with the Panthers only because the Giants are in the Eagles conference.
That's what I'm talking about.
Third division.
Dude, the Giants are trash. That whole division is trash, though.
Hey. It honestly is. That's the beauty of it.
It honestly is.
You could sneak into the playoffs with damn near a losing record each year. Like, that's the one division that's a toss-up every year.
4-for-4 on the Panthers week two. So we're going over to the Jets and the Browns. I'm rocking with the Browns, man.
Who's their quarterback? Deshaun Watson's probably getting a 4-game suspension.
Damn, in the beginning?
He's got to serve it still.
Yeah, he just came off that case.
Still rocking with the Browns because I ain't no switch hitter like that.
This is another weird game where the Browns, even when they've gotten good, they still end up losing to the Jets. Yeah, it's a weird matchup.
They lose to some bad teams.
I'm going to go with Jets on this one. It's going to be like a 10-8 game.
You should go on my book and put that bet in now.
I'm going to rock with the Browns.
Feel me?
But,
Josh, your boy.
I'm going to go Jets.
Told you.
This is going to be maybe their one or two wins this season.
This is going to be 25% of their wins will be.
Yeah.
This game.
All right. We moving on along to the Colts and the Jaguars.
Ooh. So, I don't know if you saw the comments last week. Matty Ice is in Indianapolis.
Colts for me. Y'all don't know?
I know where I'm going.
Colts, right?
Colts. Blue. No.
You're not going Colts?
Jaguars?
I think Trevor Lawrence is actually going to have a decent—he is going to have a good sophomore year. He had a shaky freshman year. He's going to have a good sophomore year.
Jags nodding over there in agreement.
Yeah, I feel like he might ball out. I think he might have a little Joe Burrow situation.
Wow.
I'm gonna go Jags on this one.
That's nice. But I'm gonna ride with Blue. All right. You didn't give your opinion though, Jace.
No, I said I'll go with the Colts.
All right, for sure. Blue. Dolphins, Ravens. Going Miami for sure.
I'm going Ravens. Fuck the Dolphins.
Hey, look cool in Miami.
They're going to lose two games in a row. They'll be coming off a loss from the Patriots in week one.
Oh, that's their first game?
Who you got?
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens.
Jay?
I do like the Ravens, actually.
Damn, it's just me and Miami. It's all good. I'm going to be getting jiggy with it. You feel what I'm saying? Buccaneers, Saints.
Bucks.
What do you mean? Ooh.
I'm going Bucks. I don't trust anything that Jameis Winston is throwing.
I'm going Saints.
The Saints play the Bucks so tight.
I'm going Saints, man.
I trust everything but the quarterback.
No, man.
Alvin Kamara, excellent. Michael Thomas, exceptional. Cam Jordan?
I don't know. I would.
Everything about him is great, but Jameis Winston?
I feel like Jameis is a better option than anything they had last year.
Saints for sure.
Who did?
They had Taysom. They had. Did they? No, Bridgewater wasn't there.
He was in Denver. He got hurt though, wasn't he?
I think he was in Denver and he got hurt.
Saints, man.
All right, I'm going Saints.
All right. Okay. So we got the Commandos. And the Detroit Lions.
Commander. Captain Commander.
I'm going. What would you name your team?
Now? I'm going the Lions. I am not choosing no Commanders.
Oh, bruh.
Honestly, damn. I'm probably going to go Commanders.
I'm already strictly knowing. Football Commanders, but they're also in the Eagles division, so I'm going to go with the Lions.
I have never picked against the Commanders.
Commanders.
All right, moving along. Seahawks, 49ers.
Damn. That's a great game.
Except you're forgetting that there is no Russell Wilson in Seattle.
It don't matter. That's still a rough game. Defensive. Yeah, it's a defensive game.
Yeah. Niners.
Niners, doesn't matter who's a quarterback.
I'm going with blue. Seahawks.
Falcons, Rams. Rams, that's an easy one. Falcons are going to be a dumpster fire this year.
Falcons, Rams.
Yeah, we going LA.
I'm going to go Rams. Yeah. Defending champs.
Cardinals, Raiders. I got the Raiders.
Raiders.
I got the Cardinals. Raiders, homie. Raiders.
I honestly think the Cardinals are going to be one of those teams that makes a deep run.
The Cardinals are stupid good this early is, in the what, year.
Kyler Murray's third season now? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if the Cardinals are good at anything, it's winning by a lot early in the year when it doesn't matter. So this is week two. I'm going Cardinals.
Derek Carr's gonna be hot week two.
Y'all crazy. Texans, Broncos.
Pass.
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 What? I don't think this game needs to be played.
Broncos.
They can just pass
Broncos on that, man.
Take it off the schedule.
Oh, that's crazy.
They get a bye this week.
He said pass. Honestly, Russell Wilson. He'll still be an interesting story, but if he got hurt, if he gets hurt week one and there's no Russell Wilson week two, pass on the
honestly, he does pretty well about playing through injuries, though.
He's been playing injured for the last three and a half years.
All right. My team, Cowboys versus the Bengals.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'm going Bengals.
I know you are. You can say it. Say it.
Bengals, say it, bro. Thank you. Bengals.
It's always big speak by itself. Appreciate the
I wanted to ride for the Cowboys just for you, but I'm going to keep it real.
Okay, so Bengals.
Thank you. Y'all appreciate that. Man, I feel the love, man. I really feel the love, y'all.
No, so we're going.
No, it's all good. So Chicago Bears and the Packers.
Ooh, the meat Packers.
Huh?
Yes, the Packers.
Yeah, I'm
the
going. Packers. What? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's a good rivalry, though. I'm going to go Packers, though.
Yeah. That green machine.
I don't even want to choose no more. We got the Titans and the Buffalo Bills.
That's another good game.
That is, but I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I'm going to go Buffalo. I feel like the Titans, they don't have Brown anymore. It's going to be some figuring out.
It's Buffalo.
And Buffalo looked really good last year. I think Josh Allen is going to have like his MVP year.
Because
he almost had it last year.
I know. I had a future on that.
Dope.
Hey, I think this is, I'd say put it in again.
Yeah, Buffalo.
All right, next up, last but not least, we got the Vikings and the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Vikings.
Vikings for sure.
Oh,
Vikings.
No.
For sure.
I don't know about them Eagles.
Honestly, to be honest, the Eagles are trash. They're probably going to win this game in week two, but I'm always going to pick against the Eagles.
Of course, they're the Eagles. They're trash, but it's the Eagles.
But the thing is, see how y'all just didn't agree with me with my team and the Cowboys? Of course y'all feel my team is trash. But, I mean, it was just supposed to be brotherly love. You know what? That's the homie team. We might end up going to the Dallas game.
But Philly's actually the city of brotherly love.
Man. But fuck that. Y'all suck, too.
If they wasn't playing the Bengals, I would have rode with you, man.
And it's all good, man. All I'm going to say is, I love y'all. Y'all my brothers, man. And that was our NFL Week 2 sports predictions. And we came up with two things today. We came up with a slice on the ice. You feel what I'm saying? And then we came up with sportically speaking.
Sportically speaking.
Sportically speaking has some spunk. I think I'm going to stick around.
It just
has a ring to it.
It's just like chops. It's just like chops. Because all we did tonight was just have a table full of chops.
Sportically speaking.
Sportically speaking. Sportically. So look, fellas. Cub about to cry. He over here tired as a motherfucker. You look like that. Cry. He looked like that filter where it's crying. No, for real.
Dude, you look like that. Fuck that filter, bro. Fuck that filter. Fuck that filter.
I love y'all, man. Put in the comments what y'all think about this episode. It's Big Ski, man. King of content. Josh Perfectsarez, Jason is here, Boston Nova. Kelvin is doing a terrific job on the fourth mic. It's Big Ski, man. No Jumper Sports, and we out.
And I'm going to bed.